Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about a program that really shows cattle producers care about their animals and they do the right thing. Beef Quality Assurance. Heather, give us an update on BQA.
Yes, the Beef Quality Assurance Program continues to grow significantly with more than 100,000 cattle producers now certified through its online learning system at BQA.org. It's estimated 85% of the U.S. fed beef supply are now touched by BQA certified organizations. But I think it's important to remind producers that the Beef Checkoff BQA program is a nationally coordinated, state implemented program that provides systematic information to U.S. beef producers and beef consumers of how common since husbandry practices can be coupled with science to raise cattle under optimum management and environmental conditions. The bottom line, it's about taking pride in the beef we produce and helping beef consumers feel more confident and trust the beef that they are buying.
To learn more about BQA, go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, Dr. Temple Grandin, professor of animal science at Colorado State University, consultant to the livestock industry on animal behavior, and autism spokesperson, spoke in Oklahoma City at an event from Future Horizons. I sat down with Dr. Grandin to discuss the best cattle practices for cattle producers to follow.
The first step in working with livestock is to stay calm, because if you get the cattle all scared and excited, it takes 20 to 30 minutes for them to calm down. So the secret is to stay calm. Now, one of the good things that's happened with all the emphasis that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has put on cattle handling, it's actually improved over the years. Mm-hmm. This is one of the bright spots. And there's lots of stuff you can learn on low-stress stockmanship, many people teaching workshops. But the first step is you've got to calm down, because when you yell at cattle, it has intent. They know you're mad at them. So calm down. And then there's all kinds of things you need to learn about the flight zone, about point of balance. One simple thing you can do is taking distractions out of your facilities. Trucks parked along the chutes can make animals balk. A little piece of paper, a code on a fence. Get rid of those distractions. They tend to notice little things that we tend to not notice.
When you're working with cattle and you're in a hurry, sometimes it's a little bit hard to be calm. So what's a way for you to get in that mindset and realize that if we are calm and slow down while working the cattle, things will actually get done quicker?
Well, that's right. Slow is faster. Okay, we got to rush it. Then they break equipment and people get hurt and cattle get hurt. Mm-hmm. Slow is faster. The first step in doing really good stockmanship is you have to calm down yourself. Animals can get scared instantly, but it takes 20 minutes for them to calm down. So if you brought your cattle up into the corrals and maybe they got a little too excited, take a 20-minute break and let them calm. They're going to be much easier to sort when they're calm. When they get excited, they get stuck together. Now, I do have a new book out. It's called Temple Grandin's Guide to Working with Farm Animals. It's got lots of simple facilities that you can make with portable panels. And I've had my other book, Humane Livestock Handling for Bigger Operations. But stockmanship matters. Calm animals are more productive animals.
That was Dr. Temple Grandin. American Farmers and Ranchers and Oklahoma Farmers Union will host its 115th annual state convention over at the Embassy Suites and Conference Center in Norman, February 14th through the 16th. This year's convention theme is Focused in 2020. This year's convention theme speaks to our biggest goal for the new year and for the new decade, said AFR-OFU Cooperative President Scott Blubaugh. We intend to build on our strong foundation and focus our efforts on the future. Convention attendees will learn about timely legislative issues, soil health and other topics, communication challenges for agriculture, and much more. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus bulls plus over 300 registered and commercial Angus females. For a sale catalog or more information, call 816-532-0811. The 9th annual Albrecht Penn's President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale, Monday, February 17th at noon.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.